What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 204. All right, so today we're going to go a little bit of a different path. I want to dive into feelings today. You know, like as a society, as a culture, we're big on feelings. We're big on how do I feel? Do I feel like it today? You know, what's my heart leading me to? And you guys know I'm such a compassionate, emotional person that I feel uniquely, I feel like I'm uniquely called to be able to talk about the feelings, all the feelings, right? Like that's what I want to spend the whole episode on today. So if you've ever like, oh, Derek, you just seem so harsh sometimes, or you know, you're just not emotional, empathetic enough, maybe today will change your mind about me, or maybe it won't. Anyways, I think you're going to like this one. Also, as always, make sure that you do go to crossomeats.com because if we're talking about feelings, there's not a whole lot of better feeling than to be able to have like this big old fat steak sitting in front of you that tastes like, you know, just like butter. So make sure, again, go to www.crossomeats.com. We have been selling out super fast. Guys, the word's getting out. It's hard to keep stuff in stock, even more so now. We've even scaled up. It's still hard. So make sure that you go to crossomeats.com. You could always become a subscriber, get it sent to you every single month, and that's going to be a really good opportunity to make sure that you never miss out. So again, crossomeats.com, get yourself some meat. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is another solo week. And as always, very, very excited to be able to chat with you today. So I want to talk to you all about feelings today. Maybe we just don't talk enough about feelings on this podcast, and maybe I just don't spend enough time, you know, and kind of that touchy-feely side. You know, maybe some of you think I'm not empathetic enough, or maybe I don't, show enough care or enough heart. So definitely want to talk about feelings today. And how basically they're full of crap. there we go. There we are back to what you would expect from me, right? But no. So I want to break down a scenario for you real quick when it comes to feelings. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, necessarily the touchy-feely stuff. But really what I want to talk about is how you feel and how that typically dictates how you act. Okay, so think of it this way. And I had heard this a while back, and the more I thought about it, it's so true, which is, let's say that you're kind of the average person, right? The average person, we all have our ups and downs. We have, you know, there's days where maybe we feel really good. We have those days where maybe we don't feel so good. And, you know, you kind of just have those days to where you're just meh, right? Like, I don't know how else to put it. It's not that you feel great. It's not that you're down in the dumps or anything like that. It's just kind of normal. And I mean, let's face it. That's where probably most of us spend most of our time. If you're not on like illegal drugs or, you know, something like that, or maybe you're on illegal drugs and that's what it does is make you feel meh, which in and of itself is a little bit of a bummer deal. But having said that, there's obviously a lot of factors that go into how we feel. Obviously your diet, how much you're working, maybe your purpose, your passions, like, you know, are you getting good quality relationship time? So I want to kind of take all of that away right now, because there's obviously other episodes we can dive into maybe why you're feeling certain ways. But let's just kind of start with the assumption that we all have, let's say 50% of the time where we feel great and 50% of the time where we don't feel great. And maybe that's an oversimplification, but just kind of ride with me here for a second. So I noticed in my own life, it's very easy for me to do the things that I know I should be doing when I feel good. I mean, think about it this way. When you're sick, let's say, and you're not feeling good, it's very hard to, I don't know, maybe you have chores to do, right? Like you need to go mow the yard, or you need to you know, take out the trash or, you know, whatever it may be. Well, when you're sick and you don't feel good, you are less likely to want to do those things. Now, let's say you're not sick, but you just don't feel good. You're still less likely to do those things, right? Like if you're just feeling uninspired, maybe you're going through just a little, I don't know, it could be seasonal depression or whatever it is, right? Like we're getting ready to go into the winter here in Idaho and specifically more where our house is, which essentially means we're going to get like 3 hours of sunlight every day. It'll be light out, but we live in the bottom of a canyon and we don't get a whole lot of sun here. And so in the winter, when it's already kind of dark and dreary, it gets very, very depressing. So, you know, I totally can, you know, kind of coming back to empathize, right? Like I can empathize if you get that seasonal, what do they call it? Seasonal something depression, whatever, sad or something. Anyway, I don't know what it is, but anyways, like maybe you're just feeling depressed. Maybe it's seasonal. Maybe it's just things going on in your life. And then typically that feeling will allow you to spiral. Have you ever noticed that? I know it is for me, which is one of the reasons why I have to be very, very careful about drinking alcohol, because I am now to that age to where I get very, very hungover if I do drink and I don't feel good. And if I don't feel good, then I don't want to go do stuff that I know is good for me. And that bad feeling spirals into, you know, maybe a full day of eating bad because I just don't feel like maybe watching what I eat, or I don't feel like cooking or something. So you grab something fast and, you know, it's like that feeling bad just really kind of drags everything else around you down. It drags your decision-making down, you know, just when you don't feel good, right? Like maybe you've gone through a breakup and it's like, I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to lay around and eat ice cream all day. You know, you're going through that. And so what most of us do, and I'm very, very guilty of this as well, and I've gotten way, way better at it, but what most of us do is we basically allow our feelings to dictate our actions. And if we can agree that, and maybe the number is different for everybody, right? Because I know on social media, we're all shiny, happy, bubbly people, and we're all happy all the time, and the world is always perfect because it's social media, and that's just what we put out there. But the reality is most of us have our ups and downs. We have our peaks, we have our valleys, and we probably live somewhere in the middle of those. And so there are days you wake up and you just don't feel like it, right? You don't feel like doing stuff. You don't feel like working out maybe that morning. You don't feel like, you know, getting the work done that you need to get done. And this is where I believe the separation begins from maybe the person you want to be to the person that you are. Because one thing that I've realized that's really, really changed things for me, and also it's an attribute that I see in so many other people who are successful in different all different areas of life, is that they can understand the feelings, but they can also not believe them. And what I mean by that is that when you believe your feelings of, I don't feel good, and you allow that to dictate your actions, you get yourself in a lot of trouble. That's where typically those days of binge eating that you know you shouldn't be doing, that's usually when that happens. If you don't feel good, maybe that's when the binge drinking starts. Maybe that's when, you know, the fights start in your relationship because it's like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like blah, blah, blah. You know, just get out of my face and leave me alone, right? Like we've all been there. We've all done those types of things. But one of the things, again, that allows people to separate from kind of the average person, the average individual out there, is how much you believe and also how much you basically adhere to those feelings and apply that to the actions that you take that day. So a big example of that is just kind of working out, right? So one of the things, again, that I try to do, and I'm not trying to sound like a douchebag when I talk to you about it, but for me, it's working out 5 days a week. That's like my minimum. I want to work out 5 days a week, every single week. And I would tell you, out of the 5 days a week that I work out, I actually maybe feel like working out 1 to 2 of those days. Maybe sometimes, like if I'm in this, you know, middle of summer and it's sunny and everything's great, blah, 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 right? Like maybe it's 3 days. But I would say there's never more than 3 days a week out of those five ever that I actually feel like working out. And so then what do we typically do after that is we rationalize it, right? We'll rationalize, okay, well, you know, because I don't feel good, it's probably my body telling me I need to relax and I need to go easy and I need to go softer. And yeah, it's probably okay for me to skip the gym today. It's probably okay for me to eat that stuff I know I shouldn't be eating. It's probably like, you know, we have that feeling. And so then we start justifying and rationalizing it. And what's so funny to me is how often we have, and I know we all do it, and I'm, again, mainly speaking from experience, but how often we have that internal argument in our head. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to give you a perfect example of it because I lost this argument today, literally today. So our local coffee shop, I like to go in there, like to get my, you know, just my coffee with heavy cream, right? Because I like to fast and technically that'll keep you in a fast. Anyways, so what I'm about to tell you just completely blows all of that out of the water. But I really like their coffee. And so I go in pretty much every day and grab myself a regular coffee with some heavy cream. Well, what they also have at the coffee shop are like these little berry things that you can eat. And they are literally like it's like heaven, right? They're so good. So good. So tasty. And they are so bad for me. And I know this, right? I know that they're bad for me, but some of these days, you know, to where you're just maybe not feeling like you have the willpower. You're just, you know, you try to convince yourself and rationalize in your head, I've done so good this week. I've done so good eating. And, you know, I deserved it. I earned it, right? Like, it's amazing what we can do. I mean, if you ever want to know who the best salesman is, it's yourself convincing yourself of these things, right? I know we all think about that scammy, spammy used car salesman being like the best salesman out there. No, the reality is that you and I, we're both the best salesmen, but we're just only really good at selling ourselves. That's the big part of it. And so it was hilarious. And like, I'm mad at myself for it, but I'm also like laughing at myself because it's like I'm driving in there, grab my coffee, get home, get to work. Got a bunch of stuff to do today. It's like, oh man, that berry thing sounds good. Nope, not going to do it. Closer I get to the coffee shop, it's like, gosh, man, been doing pretty good. Been doing pretty good eating, you know. I'm sure I'll burn it off. Got a lot of stuff going on today. No big deal. Nope, not going to do it. I can't do it. Gosh dang it, I cannot do it. And literally, I'm having this debate, this argument in my head on the way to get coffee. And then by the time I get there and the girl takes my order, it's like, hey, you got one of those berry things in there? Oh, yeah, sure. There it is. I just lost. I lost the argument, right? And it's just fascinating how this works because I was literally able to sell myself on doing something that was so bad for me. Now, if you can understand how this battle works, okay, it's just kind of like knowing your enemy, right? Like if you know your enemy, you're going to be able to fight that battle much better than if you don't know your enemy. So the one thing as I'm getting older is I'm starting to understand myself enough to know my enemy. And my enemy won today. And that's okay. That happens. But at the same time, like really what I'm doing is I'm allowing, like I'm giving myself in to that feeling. I'm caving into the feeling of like, oh, how good that will taste and everything else. So it becomes like this internal dialogue, this internal struggle when it comes to a lot of the way that we feel. You know, we might feel entitled to eat that little berry thing that's so good, right? We might feel maybe lethargic today, so we don't want to work out. We might feel extra excited about something and make a bad decision, right? That happens too. It's like on the other side of it. We get all like, I used to call it like Tony Robbins up, right? Like you go to these, like I remember when people go to these Tony Robbins events and I think they're great. You know, I've seen Tony a couple times in a smaller capacity. And yes, like when you leave that thing, you're ready to go. And if someone comes up, it's like, hey, I got this business opportunity. Like, just give me 50 grand and you'll be a millionaire in a month. And you're like, yeah, I just got done with this Tony Robbins concert. I can do anything, right? And then you make that decision because you're the way that you feel is elevated and it's maybe not rational. And what I think we have to understand is that the same thing happens on the opposite end of that. We actually listen to our feelings that aren't rational. Because the reality is that most of us, right? And I can't speak for everybody. I know people have ailments and disabilities and stuff like that. But for the most of you listening to this, we have no rational reason why we couldn't work out 5 days a week. We have no rational reason why we can't make more money. We have no rational reason why we can't have a better marriage, right? We don't. But we also are very, very good at selling ourselves as to why those things maybe aren't attainable. Right? Like every single day, and I've talked about this for years now, as I'm walking down to where I work out in my shop, I have this internal dialogue. Don't do it. You're extra sore today. Oh, knees feeling a little sore after hiking all that time, hunting. Probably shouldn't do a leg day today like I'm supposed to do. You know, I don't want to hurt my knee. Oh, this is a little bit sore. I probably shouldn't work my shoulders tonight or you know, today. And it's like just this battle and it's these feelings and everything else. And as we as a society have gotten so much more, you know, in touch with our feelings, now we're allowing our feelings to dictate our behavior, dictate our actions. And that's why I am, and I've talked about it so many times, but that's why I am such a big advocate of doing something like 75 Hard or doing something like, you know, the Primal Reset that we launched here a little over a year ago. Because for myself, I almost have to take away the salesman in my brain to where it's like, I don't care what you say, like I'm following this program and there's nothing you can do to stop me. I have to do it every day. I have to do this every day. I have to do that every day. I can do this, can't do that. And then all of a sudden I can kind of stay on the straight and path, because if not, I'm so good at selling myself on these other things that it's really, really easy for me to fall off the wagon, like just like today. And now I'm like pissed at myself. Can't believe I did it. How did I let that happen? But at the same time, I also know myself, and it's like, because I can sell myself on based on the way that I was feeling this morning. I was able to justify what I did that was really, really dumb, in my opinion. Again, I'm sure there's some of you out there that's like, Derek, it's a little berry thing. It's not that big of a deal. It's kind of like the how you do one thing is how you do anything, though. If I allow myself to lose that battle, and this is just knowing myself, right? I know myself well enough to know that if I lose that battle, there's a good chance that now for lunch, I'm going to eat something I know I shouldn't. Because it's like, you know, I already kind of burned it this morning. Just kind of feeling like whatever, you know, at this point. And I buy into those feelings. I justify it. And then before you know it, it's been a whole day that just ruined my whole week, essentially, right? If I have weight loss goals or something like that. And so what I want to get at as we're kind of getting to the end of this is that feelings are normal, right? I mean, we have all these different feelings every day, all throughout the day. We're feeling happy. We're feeling sad. We're feeling energized. We're feeling low. You know, we're feeling loved and then we're feeling unloved or whatever all these feelings are. But we have to understand that feelings are not always telling the truth, first and foremost, right? Like we have to understand that feelings, they're not something that you can necessarily like measure. Now, maybe there's some types of brain scans that you can measure like deep depression with or things like that. But for most of us that are kind of living in between the peaks and valley area, you have to understand what those feelings are, and you can understand them, but you also don't have to listen to them. Because the more I feel like that we listen to our feelings, and yes, there are these people, it's like, I just follow my heart wherever it tells me to go. And usually that ends up with like living in a van down by the river, right? Like my heart just told me to go and backpack in Europe for 3 years. And it's like, okay, when you get back, like, what are you going to do then? Right? I mean, cool journey. You followed your heart. Great job. But at the same time, like, was that the logical, the smart thing to do? I don't know. You would have to make that decision for yourself. But because so many of us now, like even when I was younger, feelings weren't really talked about, right? Like we didn't talk about feelings all the time because we weren't like a bunch of sentimental wussies. We used to understand that, hey, feelings are there. It's kind of, I remember having Ryan Mickler on my podcast, the guy from Order a Man, and him talking about your feelings, your emotions are essentially like your dashboard of your car. It's like, hey, your tire pressure is low, the light is on, but that doesn't mean necessarily that I have to jerk my car off the road and go pump up the tire like right now or I'm going to die. It just means, hey, I probably want to keep an eye on this. And it could be the same way with depression. It's like, hey, I might be feeling depressed right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean, not a doctor, can't give you medical advice, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I need to run to the doctor and get some antidepressants and I need to get on medication because I'm feeling a little depressed and the world is crashing and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, okay, I'm a little depressed. It's a gauge, right? It's telling me like, what is going on in my life that's causing that? And if I just buy into that feeling and I focus on that feeling, now all of a sudden, instead of having one little kind of dark day, maybe I've had a week of depression. And then maybe now I've had a month of depression because I focused on that one gauge that lit up on my dash. And I just thought the whole world was ending because my, you know, my tire pressure light came on. And really all that it was just the sensor was faulty. And that happens to us. We have faulty sensors as well. Maybe we've just been eating a bunch of junk for a couple of weeks and it's all catching up and our body is like, yeah, man, I don't feel good. You've been putting like the wrong type of fuel in my bot, you know, in the tank here, and this thing ain't operating the way it should. And so that's really what this whole thing comes down to, is that if you are a 50-50 person, and let's say 50% of the time you don't feel great, 50% of the time you do feel great. If 50% of the time when you don't feel great, you're not doing the things that you should be doing, think about how much further everybody else is getting ahead of you, right? Like, let's say you're building a business and every time you don't feel great, you just kind of pull off the gas and you just kind of coast. Think about how much further that the person who also doesn't feel great 50% of the time, but they understand it's a feeling, doesn't have to necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to impact how they act. What if that person, even 25% of that 50% of the time when they don't feel good, they continue pushing through it? They are going to be so far ahead of you, it's not even measurable within the course of a couple of years. What if that person who doesn't feel great 50% of the time continues pushing through that and not listening to that? I don't know. What if they do it 90% of the time of that 50%? Now, all of a sudden, you're at close to 100% output, even though you don't feel great all the time. That means you're getting almost twice as far as that person every single time they don't feel very good. And over time, that is exponential growth. That is exponential, lead that they would have on you if you're in a direct competition. So you have to understand then with feelings is that, yes, we have to feel the feelings, right? We have to look at those like a gauge, but we also don't necessarily have to believe them because a lot of feelings aren't true. My feelings this morning were not true. And I listened and I failed because of that. But now if I can understand, okay, it's just a feeling, it'll pass, right? If I don't feel like working out, it'll pass, because I know also based on experience that even if I don't feel like working out and I go work out, 5 minutes into the workout, I'm stoked that I'm there, right? Still might be hard, still might be dragging a little bit, but 100% of the time when you get done with a workout, you never wish that you hadn't done it, right? I will guarantee you that 100% of the time you get done with a workout, you're like, yes, I'm so glad I did that. But on the flip side of that, there's going to be a large percentage of the time to where you're regretting the fact that you didn't do it and that you lost to that feeling. So it comes down to, how do you want to operate? Do you want to be the person who operates on feelings, and anytime you don't feel good, stuff doesn't get done, and anytime you feel great, it does, and then you're just kind of like a tumbleweed blowing around in the wind because, you know, some days you just don't feel good and some days you do? Because I will promise you, if you're struggling in your life right now, this would be one of the first things you should look at, is how do you operate when you don't feel great? I'll never forget when we got COVID, like all the way back in 2020, went through our house, felt terrible, right? I mean, it was like a really, really, this is like a bad cold, not even top five worst, but it was bad. And I will give you that, very, very tired. No energy. That was the worst part of it to me. I didn't really have like the fever or any of that. I was just like dead tired for a couple of days. But we had to get some of this fence built because of where our steers were going to go. And I remember out there with COVID, like 16-hour day building fence. My cousin was here, thought I was going to die, ready to sell everything. Like, I was pissed, but I did it. But I also look back at that and it's like, you know what? Most people would not have done that because of the way that they felt. They would have laid around. They would have justified why they couldn't do something because they were sick. They would have justified those feelings and nothing would have gotten done. But because I didn't allow that feeling to hold me back, and I'm not trying to say I'm Superman, it's just I'm starting to understand this better and better all the time, is that if I don't feel bad, if I don't feel good and I can still get stuff done, just imagine how productive I'll be when I do feel good. Just imagine how much stuff I'll get done when I'm feeling great on those days. But also on the bad days, when I'm sick, when I'm tired, when things like that happen, if I can still push through that, I will beat you, right? Like if we're head to head, I will beat you in that competition. Because the things that you're not willing to do and the things that I am willing to do over time, that's going to allow me to separate, right? And same thing goes for you. If you're not getting where you want to go, ask yourself, what am I doing when I don't feel good? Are those the days I take off, I lay around, I watch Netflix all day, blah, blah, blah? Like, is that what you're doing? Because if you're not getting where you want to go, chances are you're probably not doing what you need to do on the days where you don't feel good. And that's it. That's it. Nobody's Superman here. I certainly am not. I have my daily struggles. I have my daily internal battles, just like everybody else. But at the end of the day, like if you can figure out how to start winning more and more of those battles when you don't feel like it, it will not take long until you will see that exponential growth. Again, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's in your fitness, if it's in your production in terms of like how much money you're making, like all of those things will be much, much better once you start understanding that when you get really good at doing stuff, when you don't feel like it, that is the gold. And that I feel like is something that is not taught enough. We don't, as a society, as a culture, we want to just say, oh, you know, if you're tired, you deserve a day off. Like, why does anybody deserve a day off? I don't know. Like, I don't have days off. I mean, I do what I want to do for the most part, but I also don't take days off. And I'm not some special person. It's just like, I know that over time to achieve the goals that I want, I have to make sure that I'm doing things even when I don't feel like it. So I know this episode went a little bit longer, but hopefully, maybe you're driving down the road listening to this podcast. You're like, man, I feel like crap. I don't want to do anything. Maybe this will be the fire that you need in order to actually go out there and crush the stuff you need to get done, even if you don't feel like it. All right, everybody, I'm going to get out of here. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.